Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not connected with us yet on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with family law attorney, Mr. Mark Joseph Esquire, owner and lead counsel of the Joseph Firm PA, located in Miami, Florida. The Joseph Firm PA is protecting childhoods for families who want to navigate cases for high net worth couples, celebrities, and professionals. Got a lot of that down in Miami. And Mr. Joseph, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Definitely appreciate your time and thanks for coming out. So tell us, how is your business providing resources virtually or by donation right now?
Well, obviously, with everything going on now with COVID and the pandemic, a lot of things kind of just opened up and essentially, shut down. And so what my firm has been able to do is we've been able to offer virtual consultations to kind of help families out. And then we made an active effort to, whether it be through just Facebook Live or through other channels, to try to just relay a lot of very important information. Because, you know, with the court system shutting down, at least closing down physically, a lot of people didn't know that the court system is still operating just in a virtual capacity. So a lot of cases are still moving. There's still that access to the court should you need it. And we made efforts to do that. In regards to donations, when the pandemic first started, we had basically insured and donated some funds to help Geared Up for Fire, which is a nonprofit that assists the first responders. And to my understanding, they were able to, with those funds, be able to get some equipment and assist their, their people and their members during that time.
Sounds like quite the effort there, and I am sure that the community is very appreciative of those efforts as well. I'd be curious, what are you doing right now in your family law firm differently because of COVID-19?
Well, similar to before, what we've switched up a bit is, we went to virtual consultations, which was a very interesting transition, especially when people are trying to hire attorneys for their family law cases. It's very personal, and they usually like to, in my experience, they like to meet with me in person. But, the public worked very well with that. We implemented, obviously, a lot of social distancing provisions and policies in our office to make sure that our staff maintains, their safety and, the health of themselves and their families, as well as we essentially closed off the office to the general outside public, barring any significant emergencies. And then, we had some remote access shifts for the staff as well.
And because no one has ever gone through something like this, what are the main questions that you get from families during this time, during this pandemic?
Well, the main question, or, the type of question that I mainly got was the, whether they should still be continuing their time sharing. One of the things is that, obviously it's part of, dealing with any family that are no longer together and subject to court order, is that there's some days where the, one parent would have the child or children, and then the other day where the other parents will. So with COVID, it kind of opened up a situation where people were just like, all right, well, COVID's happening, social distancing, interactions. I don't feel comfortable with doing the exchanges or, the other parent having time sharing or vice versa. So a lot of the conversations went along with that. And essentially, just laying out how, in their particular county, city, state, how they need to operate. So that was the main question, basically how to operate with the exchanges and time sharing during this time.
Definitely difficult times and really learning as you go kind of thing as well. Today we're joined by family law attorney, Mr. Mark Joseph Esquire, owner and lead counsel of the Joseph Law Firm PA, located in Miami, Florida. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Legal Corner and a part of the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Joseph, how are you supporting families dealing with domestic violence during this pandemic? Unfortunately, I bet those cases have increased.
Yes, unfortunately, it is something that is a lot more prevalent out of the list of things that we should be dealing with as a, you know, as a family, as a, you know, as a, you know, as a country in the world. That's one of the things that unfortunately we have to deal with. But, well, I mean, I actually had some cases and even a trial related to domestic violence during this time. And so what I've been doing mainly is obviously giving, you know, legal counsel and the like, and ensuring that we're moving and pushing these cases despite, you know, everything going on. Because it's really important that people are, you know, if people have their cases, that their cases get heard or that they maintain their protection during this time. And what I also did is I referenced a little bit before that I did some Facebook Live. So I also did a segment in which I discussed domestic violence issues and to make sure that the, you know, anybody who needs to hear it hopefully would come, you know, stumble upon it and then, you know, obviously give some advisement. So to make sure that they know that the courthouse is still open, those cases are still being ran, there's still that process is still happening, because it's very easy to feel like, well, you know, they think the courthouses are shut down, so they think they have no protection. So, or that they can't file a case. So you know, we make sure that the community as a whole is knowledgeable and aware that that's still happening and they still have those protections despite everything going on.
Also, tell us, how has case filing changed for your clients? Anything different going on there and with that process, and our families being treated differently during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Case filings have changed significantly. To be honest, a lot of it has to be electronic. I think now everybody's trying to start going into phases, so they're trying to open up some courthouses for these clerk of court functions, which is basically the way you file cases, at least here in Florida. So, you know, a lot of it has to be done electronically, you know, not necessarily via Zoom, but, you know, electronically. There's always been electronic service in e-filing, but it's mainly been reserved for attorneys. Like, attorneys have to use it, minus a few exceptions, but the public can opt into it. So what's happened now is, you know, unfortunately, the public hasn't had the opportunity to opt into it. For them to do filings and to do things, they had to kind of operate online. They did not have an in-between option. So that's how filings have changed, at least for right now, and how it's affected the public as a whole.
Mr. Joseph, certainly appreciate what you do in the space, and especially locally there in Miami, and for coming out here today and to introduce yourself to the audience. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, a final word, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, first I'd like to share, obviously, the idea that, you know, everybody in some way, shape, or form has been affected by what's happened in COVID-19 and just the transitions that our world is taking. I do like to note that the legal process is still going and that the family law process is still going. And I definitely like to applaud, at least here in Florida, the effort that the court system has made to kind of keep that active and keep that moving, and to let people know that, you know, myself as well as many other of my colleagues, especially in the family law arena, are still active, still moving cases. So, I mean, if you're in your situation, if you're dealing with a paternity issue, divorce, child support issue, you know, time-sharing dispute or anything like that, still don't be scared to reach out to an attorney and at least have a consultation, understand what's going on. Because, you know, as we all know and we're aware, just because, you know, the whole world stopped per se, that life still is going. So, don't hold up if there's any issues that need to be addressed, and, you know, kind of don't sweep on your rights in that sense. And the court system is still the best they can trying to acknowledge those things and keep them moving. So,
Mr. Joseph, thanks for those concluding remarks. And again, we certainly appreciate your sharing some good information, especially during these unique times with COVID-19. Where can listeners connect with you and get more information on your firm in Miami online?
Okay, well, yes. They can always go on my website, which is www.thejosephfirmpa.com. We have a YouTube channel, which is The Joseph Firm. They can go ahead and we have a direct email that you can always reach out with, which is admin thejosephfirmpa.com. And all our social media handles are The Joseph Firm. So if they ever want to reach out, set a consultation, or just have any, want to get some more information on family law, especially in Florida, those are the channels in which they can reach us, or they can get more information and see our videos.
Well, that certainly works, and really appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Oh, no, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. God bless, and please stay safe and healthy.
Likewise, and God bless you as well. We've been speaking with family law attorney Mr. Mark Joseph, Esquire, owner and lead counsel of the Joseph Firm, PA, located in Miami, Florida. The Joseph Firm, PA, is protecting childhoods for families who want to navigate cases for high net worth couples, celebrities, and professionals. And for more information, visit thejosephfirmpa.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.